This is the Texas Standard.
Never been a real fan of quoting presidential tweets, but here goes. They must stop the big drug and people flows, or I will stop their cash cow NAFTA. Need wall, close quote. Seems as if Mr. Trump's trying to tie border security to the ongoing negotiations over that North American Free Trade Agreement. It's been in place for 24 years, and renegotiation's a staple of the president's America First maxim. Governor Abbott's written the U.S. Trade Representative urging him to keep two key NAFTA provisions intact. One is a dispute mechanism. The other is a provision on so-called rules of origin for goods that cross the border. But where are we with these negotiations? Tony Garza served as the U.S. ambassador to Mexico during the Bush 43 administration, and he's in Mexico City where many of these negotiations have been taking place. He joins us now. Ambassador Garza, thanks for speaking with us on The Standard.
You bet. Good to be with you.
So coming up on round eight, do you foresee a deal being reached in time for President Trump's May 1st deadline?
That's a good question. First, I think to assume that there will be a round eight is a bit premature. Hmm. At the end of round seven, there was some talk about an April round. More recently, it's being suggested that in lieu of a formal round eight, which was to have started late this week, early next, the ministers, Freeland, Guajardo, and Lighthizer, will have some high-level meetings in Washington this Friday, tomorrow. And they will focus on how much can we realistically expect to resolve in the contentious areas, the rules of origin, the investor-state protections, these sorts of things.
Yeah.
And if there's a sense that they can get there, perhaps they'll move into the next round eight. And if not, some discussion around, can there be an agreement in principle? The May 1st deadline that you suggest is really, I think, tricky in two senses. One, the exemption that the Trump administration allowed to Canada and Mexico on the tariffs on steel and aluminum will expire. And secondly, you have some very real timelines that if there is not an agreement by May 1st, from the standpoint of our congressional approval in the United States, mm-hmm. will start to prove challenging. And secondly, you have a July 1st presidential election in Mexico.
Ambassador Garza, you mentioned a little bit earlier these rules of origin provisions, which are part of the original agreement. Right now, why are they a stumbling block? What's the issue here?
Well, first, they're very complicated. And I think when they were drafted or in the original NAFTA, you didn't have nearly the level of production sharing, and the value added in each of the countries really wasn't the focus. It was simply a function of what percentage of, you know, screws, nuts, bolts, windshields was produced in each of the countries.
Right, right.
And to move that towards the 80-plus percentage number that the Trump administration had originally focused on, trying to address deficits, wasn't really consistent with the realities of manufacturing an automobile in this day and age. And so I think they've been tricky because they have focused around deficits when they really ought to focus around how much of this car is really produced as a North American vehicle, which gives us more competitiveness vis-a-vis the rest of the world.
Governor Abbott has said he really wants to keep this mechanism in place.
Yeah,
not just the rules of origin, but also the investor state dispute settlement.
The investor state stuff.
Right.
You know, and that's interesting. And I was very, very happy to see Governor Abbott not only weigh in generally in terms of NAFTA, which he's shown his support for and appreciates the impact of trade with Mexico on Texas and creating real jobs right there, you know, in our home state. But secondly, I think it was important for him to speak specifically to those issues that remain contentious and with an understanding and an insight on what that means for Texas. Rules of origin, very important in terms of manufacturing, the amounts of trade that flow through our borders. Investor state provisions, very important to energy investors looking to take advantage or invest in Mexico in the wake of their reforms down here. So I think that the governor was so specific, suggests a real understanding of the impact of trade on jobs right there in Texas.
Ambassador, you're probably not a gambler, but if you were, what sort of odds would you place on there being some sort of letter or memorandum of agreement as a result of this meeting in Washington tomorrow?
Well, I think they will say a lot of good things. I think at the end of their meetings, they're going to suggest that they are much further down the road than anybody has since to date. I'm a little wary of things called memorandums of understanding or agreements in principle, because we all ultimately, any agreement or any contract is all in the details.
Tony Garza clearly knows a thing or two about this process. He served as U.S. ambassador to Mexico during the Bush 43 administration, and he's been speaking with us from Mexico City. Ambassador Garza, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
You bet. My pleasure. Thank you.